So what exactly is Yom Kippur Katan? People talk, and this week, this Thursday, is going to be Yom Kippur Katan of Elul. What is the idea of Yom Kippur Katan? So Yom Kippur Katan is really found, brought down, you see in the Mishnah Berurah, in Taf Yud Zayin, in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. For every month, Mishnah Berurah brings down, quoting the Pre-Chadash, that Yesh Nohagin, some have the Minag, Lasos Lamincha, Seder Yom Kippur Katan. That Erev Rosh Chodesh, you make this extra long Mincha, you say Vislichos, and you call it Yom Kippur Katan. Now what's the reason for this, says the Mishnah Berurah? V'tam Lazeh, he says, he quotes that the Pre-Chadash saw that the Maram Cordovero, back in Svas in the 1600s, came up with this idea that Hayakoreo so Kippur Katan, he called this day, this tefillah, Yom Kippur Katan. Why? L'fishabo mischaprim avonos shokol chodesh. Every month you're mechaper your avonos for that month. V'dumya desayr shal Rosh Chodesh. Because the Gemara says that the sar of Rosh Chodesh was mechaper all the sins of that month, because the pasuk says man kapro v'chol toldosam, and toldosam means the month, and therefore erev Rosh Chodesh we're mechaper all our sins for that month. Comes along this extra slichos that we say erev of Rosh Chodesh. Mishnah Berurah brings down one or two halachas that originally it was instituted before Mincha, because we were afraid that if you did it after Mincha, it's already Rosh Chodesh. So, you know, it's going to be on the cusp maybe of Shkia or whatever it is, and therefore, even after you daven Mincha already, it's looking forward to Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, it was originally instituted before Mincha, you would say all these slichas. Mishnah Berurah brings down that our Minhag, though, based on the Magen Avraham, says practically what happens is that we say Mincha first, and then we say these slichos as well. Fine. And obviously, if it falls out, Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so then like this month, so we do it on Thursday afternoon. Yeah.
So you do it, according to this, we do it every
year of Rosh Chodesh? Every year of Rosh Chodesh. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. So what about Elul? So why are we doing it now? Erev Elul. So it comes along the Mate Ephraim and says, look, even if people are not knowing to observe Yom Kippur Katan for every month, and some also say there's an need to fast Erev Rosh Chodesh, brought down in the Rosh as well. Even if you don't have the minhag to do this on every Rosh Chodesh, comes along the Mate Ephraim and says, Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, in other words, this Thursday afternoon, many have the minhag regardless to do this concept of Yom Kippur Katan to add on Mislichos and Davening. What's so special about Rosh Chodesh Elul? So, besides the fact that it's Yom HaDin, they explain, the Mefarshim, the Poskim, the Chassidish Torah explains that in Parshas Ekev and Rashi, it said that there were 40 days that Moshe was up for the first Lukos. Then there was the middle 40 days where he davened for Kapara. And then there was the 40 days where he got the second Lukos. When did the 40 days of the middle 40 days end? Rashi in this week's Parsha said, if you did Shtayim Mikra, Chaf Tes Av. In other words, the day that Moshe was forgiven for the first Luchos comes out Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. So because that's a day which is Mesugal, which is designated for Kapara, so therefore that's the day that we specifically do this Yom Kippur Katan. Now the obvious question is that, okay, so what is the Pshat? Have you ever said Yom Kippur Katan and Elul? No? Most people are looking at me like you're crazy. So what's the svara? Why is the Minhag Olam not to do even Elul Keneged the Mati Ephraim? So I saw two reasons why the Minhag Olam is not to do it. Each one is the opposites of each other. So the first answer I saw in the Sefer Tefillah of Moshe, he says, do you know what the Pshat is? Is that really the Gemara says the Talmud Chacham, if you ask him, you see him doing an Aveira, you could assume that he did Tshuva immediately. Because the Talmud Chacham does Tshuva kol yom v'yom. So it's a chutzpah to designate, oh yeah, once a month I'm going to have a kapara for my sins. What do you mean once a month? You should have done a kapara every single day, and therefore, to designate a specific day, Yom Kippur Katan, fakert, goes against the concept of tshuva. A beautiful explanation, he says, that explains why we don't do shloshim yom kodem achag by Rosh Hashanah. You ever think of that? Pesach, we have Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. Beis Yosef brings down for Sukkot and for Shavuos, really supposed to learn a little bit before. What about Rosh Hashanah? No. Many halachas in Rosh Hashanah. You should have Hilchos Tshuva Kodem Achag. You know why you don't do it? There's no inyan of halachas of Hilchos Tshuva Shloshim Yom, because you should be doing Tshuva every single day. And that's why Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring down the din of Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag by Rosh Hashanah specifically. Yeah.
Why is there an emphasis during Elul?
So I'm just I'm just telling you, it's, no, but at least do the kapara. Look, Elul is to prepare you for the big day, maybe for Yom Kippur. It's a preparation of the of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's Yom HaDin. No one's saying Yom HaDin is every day. Definitely Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I have a pasuk in the Torah. But the question is, Yom Kippur Katan, which has no... Fine, whatever it is, I'm not disagreeing. Those have sources of that. But my idea is to have every Erev Rosh Hashanah, every Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is a 1600s invention. They say, 1 second, why are you inventing everything? If you're going to say it's not Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, do that other tshuva every day. And on Fakir, on the contrary... Yeah, and then you also, before you go to bed at Krishma, you say, oh, Vidur, right? Agreed. So they say, what's the point of Yom Kippur Katan? Second reason why you don't need Yom Kippur Katan is that Nite Gavriel brings, he says, the opposite way. That the Gemara says, if anyone wants to say Hallel every day, what does the Gemara say? We mangid you, we excommunicate you. Because if you say Hallel every day, what does it do? It depreciates the value of Hallel. So if you have every Yom Kippur, every Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have Yom Kippur Katan, it's going to come to Yom Kippur, you're going to not appreciate real Yom Kippur. So those are two svaros why they suggest why the meaning is not to do it. However, they bring down the Sefer Ben Azmanim. I saw he quotes Rabbi Akiva's Yaakov, a stipler, told someone whose brother died very young. He said, you want to have a kapara for yourself, you want to have a Riches Yom, do Yom Kippur Katan every Rosh Chodesh, and you'll have a Arichas Yom. Comes along, I saw the Shmuel Kamenetsky in Kovetz Halachas. He says, look, it's an Indian to do it, but Rov Min Kihilas nowadays, Minog is not to do Yom Kippur Katan. One or two more points. I saw that in Dirshu Mishneh Berurah, he quotes the meaning of Rabbi Yashiv is, let's say you start Mincha at 7:15, you finish Mincha at 7:25, yeah? 7:27, you have 10 minutes left to Shkia and you start Yom Kippur Katan. Can you do all the Slichas after Shkia? We know Tachanun you're not supposed to do after Shkia. Other Slichas you're not really supposed to do at night. He says you can continue and do it, go through. If you started before Shkia, you can continue. I'm not sure, I didn't see it inside. I saw it quoted in the Tishra. I'm not sure what the Svar for that is. Final thing I'll end with you is the most meridikah story from the Chafetz Chaim. Yeah? Very excited to see the story. Yes, the Chafetz Chaim once went into a Chassidish Shtibel. It was Erev Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't sound like it was Elul, regular Rosh Chodesh. And he saw they're not doing Yom Kippur Katan. No, what's pshat? He asked the Hasidim, why don't you do Yom Kippur Katan? And the Hasidim said, what do the Hasidim, good Hasidim say? The Rebbe doesn't do it. The Rebbe doesn't do it, so we don't do it. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I'll tell you a Maisa. Maisa and a Maisa, yeah? Chofetz Chaim says, once I was traveling from Warsaw to Vilna. And a Yid gets on the train with me in Warsaw, and I say, where are you going? And he says, I'm going to Vilna. I saw him in the Sefer Mishneh Sachir, yeah? And he says, the Yid gets on the train, and the Sefer writes, the Chofetz Chaim says to the Yid, oh, you're going to Vilna? Come, we'll travel together, and we'll talk and learning. They get to the first station, very far from Vilna still, and the Yid starts getting off, packing his bag, taking his bag, he's going to walk off the train. Says the Chofetz Chaim, no, where are you going? I thought you said you were coming to Vilna. So the Yid says, I'm going to Vilna, but you, Chafetz Chaim, are a rich man. You have enough money to go straight, direct from Warsaw to Vilna. I don't have any money, so I get off at every station. I'm going to schnarr, I'm going to beg, ask for tzedakah to the next train ticket to get me to the next station. I get to the next station, I'm going to ask for money to get to the next station. So I can't afford it since I'm going off. Oh, says the Chafetz Chaim. He tells the Hasidim, your Rebbe is an usher. He's a rich man. He could afford to go from Yom Kippur to Yom Kippur. But you are paupers. You have to do, Chofetz Chaim, you have to do month to month to month. Look, we should be zoiche. I wish maybe Rosh Chodesh Elul to have a Yom Kippur Katan. You, Halavai, we should all have a good kapar. Shkar.